At the end of the hallway was another door. Bart stepped through into a small cubicle, and the door slid shut like a closing trap. He whirled in panic, then subsided in foolish relief as the cubicle began to rise. It was just an automatic elevator. It rose higher and higher, stopping with an abrupt jerk, and slid open into a lighted room and office. A man sat behind a desk, watching Bart step from the elevator. The man was very tall and very thin, and the gray eyes and the intensity of the lights told Bart that he was a Mentorian. Raynor One? Under the steady, stern gray stare, Bart felt the slow, clutching suck of fear again. Was this man a slave of the Lhari, who would turn him over to them? Or someone he could trust? His own mother had been a Mentorian.
Who are you?
Raynor One's voice was harsh and gave the impression of being loud, though it was not. David Briscoe. It was the wrong thing. The Mentorian's mouth was taut, forbidding.
Try again. I happen to know that David Briscoe is dead.
I have a message for Raynor Three.
The cold gray stare never altered.
On what business?
On a sudden inspiration, Bart said,
I'll tell you that, if you can tell me what the eighth color is.
There was a glint in the grim eyes now, though the even, stern voice did not soften.
I never knew myself. I didn't name it eight colors. Maybe it's the original owner you want.
On a sudden hope, Bart asked,
Was he by any chance named Rupert Steele?
Raynor One made a suspicious movement.
I can't imagine why you think so, he said guardedly, especially if you've just come in from Earth.
It was never very widely known.
He only changed the name to Eight Colors a few weeks ago. And it's for sure that your ship didn't get any messages while the Lhari were in warp drive. You mentioned entirely too many names, but I notice you aren't giving out any further information.
I'm looking for a man called Rupert Steele.
I thought you were looking for Raynor Three, said Raynor One, staring at the Mentorian cloak. I can think of a lot of people who might want to know how I react to certain names, and find out if I know the wrong people, if they are the wrong people. What makes you think I'll admit it, if I did?
Now Bart thought they had reached a deadlock. Somebody had to trust somebody. This could go on all night. Parry and riposte, question and evasive answer. Each of them throwing back the other's questions in a verbal fencing match. Raynor One wasn't giving away any information, and considering what was probably at stake, Bart didn't blame him much. He flung the Mentorian cloak down on the table.
This got me out of trouble, the hard way, he said. I never wore one before, and I never intend to again. I want to find Rupert Steele, because he's my father.
Your father? And just how are you going to prove that exceptionally interesting statement?
Without warning, Bart lost his temper.